The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On Newstalk.
In the meantime, we'll talk about household chores. I doubt you do too many of them in the future if you won $250 million. A poll today has revealed Ireland's least favourite is ironing. Out on top, followed by mopping and hoovering. Mary McCarthy's a columnist with the Irish Independent. Mary, what do you like doing least?
Good afternoon, Kieran. Well, I'd definitely hire a full-time cleaner if I won the lottery. Do you know what? I was a bit baffled that cleaning the loo wasn't on that top three. And also, changing sheets and duvets, I just hate that so much. I just have no skill at it. I find myself, like, in all sorts of, like, strange kind of shapes. I just cannot do it. So, like, cleaning the loo, changing the sheets, and cleaning the oven, that's something that I don't do. But Kieran, I reckon if you just leave the oven, it just kind of cleans itself.
Yeah, like, ovens do. Mary, I'm glad you said it. Ovens clean themselves. I think toilets clean themselves. I'll be honest with you. I think people change their sheets way too often. You know, your sheets should be foldable like cardboard before you change them. That's my view.
And you know what? Actually, it's bad for the environment, all this clothes washing, because...
That's it.
So I reckon there's another reason why you don't need to change them. I actually, when you hit five in my house, I reckon you're able to change your own sheets. So that's what I do. And then I leave them on the bed until my husband just gets sick of it and he buckles, and then he changes them because he's like,
well, see, that's how it works in our house now as well. My wife will strip the bed, but she won't make the new bed. But I actually don't mind changing the sheets. I don't mind putting on the new sheets. Yeah, I don't mind it. Whereas the ironing, that would be top of my list. I agree with people who put that as their top one. I absolutely hate it. I hate doing the ironing. So much so, Mary, that if I know I'm going to be wearing a jacket over a shirt, sometimes I'll just iron the front of the shirt.
Oh, yeah, well, that's fair enough. I actually don't even buy clothes that have to be ironed. But I can see, I mean, I don't do it myself, but I can see with some household tasks, there's a bit of possibility for a bit of zen going on. And ironing could be one of those tasks. So if you had a podcast that you like to listen to, could you not use that time? Like, it's sort of me time in a weird way, because no one's going to disrupt you. You're just sitting there doing the ironing. You could listen to your audiobook or listen to your podcast.
You could, or you could make a cup of tea or coffee and just sit outside in the sun and have me time as well and not be doing the ironing. I mean, that's another option. It's a preferable option. Anne Russell is with us as well, the TikToker and cleaning expert. Anne, have you kind of tips and tricks to help people endure these type of things?
I think the thing is, I mean, I must admit, I'm with people on ironing. I'm just not very good at it. My mother-in-law finds it a very zen-like experience. I'm just not very good at it. And I think that's the key to a lot of the things that people don't like, is quite often they become overwhelming tasks. Generally speaking, if you do something little and often, for example, quite a few people will say things like, well, I hate emptying the bin. And that's very often because you've left the bin till it's slightly overfull. And instead of just pulling out the liner, tying a knot in it and chucking it in the bin outside, it all of a sudden it becomes this mammoth task. And it's the same with so much of the other stuff. Is you think you don't like it, so you don't do it. And then what would be a quick 5-minute job over time turns into a much longer job. And then you finally think, oh God, I've really got to hoover this floor. You know, there's things behind the sofa. So you do it, and it's reinforced what should have been a 3-minute job is now a 20-minute job, and you're all hot and bothered. So and the cycle continues.
So do more of it. And is that really your advice? Be doing it more often? That's depressing advice. I thought you were going to have some sort of hack here that meant I'd never have to lift a finger again.
Unfortunately, I wish it would work like that, because I agree with it. You know, people always think that there are two things. You either have an absolutely grimy home or you have one that's absolutely spotless. And most of us live in the happy middle. You know, what's behind the sofa is none of my business. You know, it really isn't. Unless you're paying me to move it. What's behind? No. But just a few minutes touch up every now and again, so that your home never, you know, if you sit down and there's cobwebs and the mirrors are thick with dust, it's depressing. So, but just a few minutes touch up every day, every couple of days. It doesn't need to take 5 minutes. I've got a little, you know, handheld Hoover. And I hate hoovering because my dog attacks the Hoover. And, you know, it just becomes this. I've learnt now that literally turning on to low power so it doesn't make a lot of noise, she doesn't feel the urge to attack it. And I just vacuum the rug. So it looks fine, you know. I'm not fussed about it.
Mary, do you derive satisfaction out of these jobs once they're done, even though you might not like doing them?
Definitely. I mean, my stress levels go down. Like, I have very low standards, Kieran, and I will just leave something. And actually, that's a good tip, I think, the mini touch-up, just to stave off kind of the crisis point. Because you do, when you clean the gas, you do definitely feel, why didn't I do that? Like, I feel so much better now. I think it is quite stressful when you've got clutter everywhere. But I do think it's important to give yourself a time limit. So if I do have to do a big clean, if it's come to the emergency stage, what I'll do is I'll say, right, an hour, and then that's it. Because otherwise, you're at it all day, you know. So just treat it like a deadline and just give it all for an hour and then you're done. But yes, there is satisfaction. To answer your question, absolutely.
If I won the lotto, says one of our listeners, what good would it do me? Winning 250 million quid would destroy that person himself, herself, their friends, of which you will have many, and his family will be torn apart. You will see, says somebody who obviously doesn't mind doing chores. Because if you're listening to this conversation and your answer is anything other than I would hire somebody to do all these chores for me, you'd need your head examined. Kieran, what does your house smell like with your cardboard sheets? You see, after a while, you know, you just get used to this, Matt. You don't even notice this type of thing anymore. I'm telling you, it's a happy place. But I have to say, I agree. As you say, kind of what's behind the couch or what's under the couch, Anne, is none of my business. If my wife is sweeping up in another room, she'll call me in to lift the couch to sweep underneath. And I'd say, well, what's the point? No one's looking under the couch, just whatever's living under there. It could be a cure for something that's under there. We could be killing it. You know, it's in the interest of humanity that we leave that couch where it is, untouched. Anyway, Anne, before I let you go, in the spirit of the day, given someone's won a quarter of a billion quid here in Ireland on the lotto, what would you do if you won that money?
I would set up, with good financial advice, a series of charitable trusts, and therefore I would try and make sure that my family was comfortable, not rich, comfortable and secure. And I would try to make sure that I had set up an array of charitable philanthropic trusts that would go on after my demise to benefit people in general.
And that is a very noble answer. Mary, are you equally noble?
Not as noble, unfortunately.
You buy a private island, yeah.
Well, I paid my dad off what I own, first of all, and then I take all my friends, all my family to Costa Rica just because it looks gorgeous and I haven't been. So I do a big fat holiday and everyone will be invited. That's what I do first. And then I do the good works after, but I do that first.
Mary McCarthy, columnist at the Irish Independent, and Russell, TikToker, cleaning expert. Anna, Mary, thank you both.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.